This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. One of the challenges we have in our organizations and institutions that we don't have any succession plan. In English, they say success without a successor is failure. And this is the brutal truth. And if perchance there is a situation where there is some potential successor, lo and behold, it will be tainted with nepotism. So it needs to be someone of my ally, it needs to be someone of my cronies, someone with whom I have a sense of acquaintance, etc. Now, when we look at the Quran, again, it gives us a great cue, direction, navigation in this regard. It's a verse of the third juz in Surah Ali Imran, in which the supplication of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned. He said, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Oh Allah, bless me with noble offspring. And in the 19th chapter in Surah Maryam, he said, Wa inni khiftu al-mawaliya min wara'i. I'm afraid my relatives, I don't see any one of them capable to take the legacy forward. So it's great to be visionary that the organization can continue, the legacy can continue. But bless me with a child, radiyya, who is pleasing to you, yarithuni wa yarithu min ali Ya'qub, who can inherit the knowledge, the sacred knowledge, and take the course forward. Now, in Ruhul Ma'ani, under this ayah, it is written that Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam did not only request an heir or a son to inherit and continue the legacy, but he was quite specific on the attributes of that heir that can inherit and succeed after him. He said, طيبة, رضية, my son, my heir must be noble and pious. مطهرة من لوث الاشتغال بالسوء. مُنْفَرِدَةً عَنْ إِرَادَتِهَا مُقَدَّسَةً عَنْ شَهْوَاتِهَا. One who is clean, pure and noble. Bless me with such a son. Hence, Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahimahullah writes, دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْإِسْتِخْلَافِ مِنْ شَرَائِطِهَا هَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ لَا مَحْذُ كَوْنِهِ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النَّسَبِيَّةِ. It is quite clear from this verse of the Quran that one of the prerequisites of a successor, be it from your biological children or someone else, is a person who is of high morals and values, and not necessarily someone who has your surname or is of your blood lineage or is of the same family. May Allah bless the Ummah with great leaders and noble successors. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.